Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. This past summer, I was in Chicago. I was going to a Cubs game, and sitting right next to me was the great Sal Capaccio as the Bills were in town to have a preseason game up against the Chicago Bears. I was going to the UFC fights later on that night, and we had a good time at Wrigley Field. Sal is obviously the Bills sideline reporter, and he's kind enough to join us once again right now on the show. Sal, always appreciate the time. How you been, my man?
Pretty good, pretty good. That was my son's first time at Wrigley, my second. And then this weekend, I'm taking him to his first ever NBA game up in Toronto.
How about that? Nice. Going to a little Raptors game?
Yeah. Nets against Raptors. The Bills are off, obviously. They just played last night. So taking a trip up. It's only an hour and a half from Buffalo. I mean, with the traffic in Toronto, it becomes a little longer, but yeah.
Alrighty, so I was in person for the Bills-Falcons game, a few weeks ago. Last night reminded me a lot like that Bills-Falcons game where the defense was just all up in the face of Josh Allen. Just what did you make of that performance last night by the Texans defense?
It was incredible. Obviously, the Bills, couldn't handle them, and that's on the Bills, but that's the number one defense in the league. They give up less than 17 points a game, and honestly, the Bills' offense didn't even score that much because it was 19, but 7 came on a kickoff return, obviously. So, 8 sacks, you can't give up 8 sacks. 70 yards lost in those sacks. A lot of that's on Josh Allen. We know he tries to do too much sometimes in those situations, but he also has great plays when that happens, so you live with it, right? But they just were really getting after it, and they beat the Bills up physically up front, and that's not something we've seen a lot of over the last few years with the Bills' offensive line.
How do the Bills fix this offense? I know it's a weird question to ask when they just had 6 touchdowns last week up against Tampa Bay, but right now the only constants for me are Josh Allen and James Cook that I could really rely on.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a fix. There's no trade deadline. I mean, the trade deadline's passed, right? I mean, they went out and reportedly tried to add Jalen Waddle, which tells you what the GM even thinks about what the receiving core is right now, because they don't have answers at wide receiver. They don't have separators on the outside. Keon Coleman not even playing the last 2 days. The last 2 games is a healthy scratch, but he hasn't even helped on the field when he has been playing. They got great contribution from Tyrell Shavers on Sunday, but nothing from him last night. Gabe Davis helped out on Sunday. Not as much last night. Khalil Shakir obviously had yards after catch. That's how they're built. Get the ball out to guys quickly, run yards after catch. They can't throw the ball downfield. I will say, not having Dalton Kincaid in that Atlanta game and in the Texans game has hurt them. Dalton Kincaid's a big part of their offense. He really helps them out in the middle of the field, and they don't have much, when he's not playing. It really hurts.
So what's going on with Keon Coleman? I thought this was going to be a 1 week thing, and then he's now out for the last 2 games. I know what we heard last week, but it just didn't get better this week.
Well, it's so tough. If they would have played Sunday this week, I think Keon probably would have played, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it's such a quick turnaround. He was benched because he was his third disciplinary action. Last year, he had missed a meeting or been late to a meeting. He was benched for a quarter in a game. This year, it happened earlier in the year against the Patriots, Sunday Night Football. He missed the first series of the game. And then this happened again last week on a Friday, so they sat him down. And then you have a quick turnaround. And as you know, Zach, you can't just put in a whole new game plan on a 4 days against a non-division opponent you're not familiar with. So I can think they had such a nice outing offensively. It's a quick turnaround. It was more of the kind of circumstance that I don't think anything else happened with Keon Coleman.
Sal Capaccio here with us. When you get to this team inside the locker room, and you're there every day, right? You're in the locker room after the games. You know, I walk in as an outsider after the Falcons game, and I just walked away, and I get it. It's a losing locker room. And I said to myself, Josh seemed really frustrated. Just like, how do you kind of evaluate where the locker room is at right now when they've gone through some tough times here the last few weeks?
Yeah, I have no concern about the locker room. I mean, this is a team and organization. They've all kind of been together, most of them, for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years now, a lot of them. They've been through the ups and downs together. Sure, there's going to be frustration. They're competitors, right? They should have been to a Super Bowl by now, and they haven't. Josh Allen's a league MVP, and, you know, things aren't going well. So I would expect them to be frustrated. I'd expect them to, you know, have a pretty somber attitude about him. But they've been through this before. I mean, I just went through it 2 years ago. They were 5-5 after 10 games, I think, 6-6 after 12. They caught the Dolphins and won the East after on the final Sunday night game. A couple years before that, remember the wind game with the Patriots come to town? The Bills actually in December were trailing the Patriots in the standings and then wound up catching them. They, you know, the difference is this year, I just don't think they have quite the roster to make the mistakes they've been making. In years past, you make mistakes, they overcome them because they have Josh and he's Superman. They have wide receivers who can, you know, really just have a big night or whatever. They don't have that. Their margin for error is a lot slimmer and thinner right now. And Zach, I mean, they're turning the ball over now like they haven't the last few years. They won an NFL record of like 26 straight games, I think it was, of winning or not losing the turnover battle, which is incredible. And now they've lost the turnover battle a lot this year, and especially on the road.
Yeah, and the season clearly isn't over, but you start to think about next season when you see some performances like this. And it's a weird conversation to have because Josh Allen is one of the best players, period, in the NFL. He's one of the best, if not the best, playmakers in the NFL. So you want the ball in his hands so many times, but it just seems like they're asking him to do way too much this year.
See, I don't know. I don't totally agree with that. I think that's been the narrative over the last several years. They're actually asking him to do less this year, and fans want him to do more because they've been running the ball so well. James Cook has been the guy that teams want to shut down this year because he's the guy that they've been asking. But what happens is, when the run game isn't going, that's when you have to ask Josh to make up for what you don't have at wide receiver. And that's when he has to do too much. But I actually think that over the course of the season, they put a lot less on Josh because they want to run the ball so much and they've been great at it. But again, that brings into less margin for error when things don't go well on first and second down.
Sal Capaccio here with us for a few more moments. You know, it just shows you, I know it's a week-to-week league, but you go back to last year, it was okay, Stephon Diggs no longer there. They were able to survive and thrive without Stephon Diggs. And now people are sitting there saying, hey, they need a number one wide receiver. They need another playmaker on the offensive side of the ball. I thought it was time to move off of Stephon Diggs. I'm not saying, hey, they should still have him on this team. You talked about Jaylen Waddle at the deadline. You got to anticipate this offseason. They're going to go be aggressive to try to go get a number one, right?
We thought that last offseason too, and they signed Josh Palmer, and then you remember the radio interview that blew up basically, you know, from Brandon Bean with a couple of our hosts, Jeremy and Joe, and it was right after the draft, and they were questioning, and, you know, if the resources were poured into wide receiver as other teams and other positions, and Brandon Bean said, reminded everybody they scored 30 points a game, and they had just gone out and got Josh Palmer, and they had Keon Coleman, and Dalton Kincaid, you know, was going to step up as a pass catcher. Then that day they signed Elijah Moore, by the way, so I think they felt that they were good enough. I think the Bills' philosophy at wide receiver has been, look, we can go with a bunch of pass catchers who are good and all have different roles because we have Josh Allen, and he's going to make them all better. But I do think, Zach, to your point, and I agree with you, they miss a guy like Stephon Diggs. I'm not saying they miss Stephon Diggs. I think that relationship weared itself to the point where both sides had to part ways, but they need a guy like that. There's no go-to guy right now in this roster when it's 3rd and 6 and you need a play. Like, I watched the Texans, and I know that he didn't have a great night last night, credit the Bills defense, but I mean, Nico Collins is like, okay, when you need a play, you throw it to him, right? Everybody has a guy on the roster, a lot of teams, and Stephon Diggs has become that guy for Drake May, of course. They need a guy like that. I do think they'll go out. The problem is the Bills are very, very cash strapped when it comes to the salary cap. They're right up against it. They're paying a lot of guys a lot of money because they're paying their quarterback the most guaranteed money in NFL history. They're paying their left tackle, their right tackle, their middle linebacker, their corner, all the positions you should pay. So how do you do it? If you draft somebody picking in the 20s or 30s, is that guy going to step right in and be a true number one wide receiver? I just think it's a tough needle to thread.
The Diggs stuff is interesting to me because I know that a lot of the guys in the locker room love him, but he had an ugly end in Minnesota. I thought he was a pain in the ass at the end in Buffalo. He goes to Houston last year, and all their radio guys are raving about him in the offseason, and then seeing him this year, he's been like such a team first guy. What do you think the perception is, the fair perception is of a Stephon Diggs?
It'll end ugly in New England too, by the way, because that's just what happens with Stephon Diggs. It's great now, and it was great in Buffalo for three years. I mean, it's just the way it is. It was great in Minnesota for 3 years. I mean, that's how it is, and that's great. And Stephon Diggs is an ultra, ultra, ultra competitor, and he wants everybody to be the highly, highly competitive guy just like him. And if the Patriots don't win a Super Bowl, maybe that's when it starts a little bit, because that's kind of what happened in Buffalo. And I'm not here to bash Stephon Diggs for it. I'm just telling you that that's just his personality. It will end ugly in New England just like it did everywhere else.
Wrap it up with Sal Capaccio. So it's kind of fascinating to me, because if I would have told a Bills fan before the season that there's a legitimate chance the Chiefs nor the Ravens make the playoffs, I think they would sign up and start booking their hotels in Santa Clara. How about this opportunity they still have in front of them, because they could slide into the postseason even with all these struggles and not see Lamar Jackson? I know they beat twice in the playoffs, and then the ultimate kryptonite, Kansas City, could be on the outside looking in.
Well, not only that, but it's funny to say it this way. I mean, you want to win the division, you want to get the one seed, and this is the year you should have done it, right, for the Bills. But there's an argument to be made that it might be a better path to be a wild card this year, because if you are a division winner, you might face the Ravens, you might face the Chiefs, or you might face Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. If you're a wild card, you go to L.A., Chargers maybe, if they win it, or Denver, of course, they're probably going to win their division. You go to New England, where, you know, having a great year, no doubt about it, but I think, you know, you can play with them. Maybe you go to Pittsburgh, something like that. Indy, I just think it's kind of funny the way it's washing out here, and I don't think that that's a preferred path for the Bills or any team. You don't want to be on the road every game in the wild card, but you got to get there first, and if you do get there and you have number 17 and you play those teams, I give them just as good a shot as anybody.
You know, when we do hot seat conversation just throughout the last few years, people will call up and they'll say, hey, Sean McDermott should be on the hot seat. I don't have any belief that the Pegula family is anywhere close to moving off of Sean McDermott. But if they don't get to an AFC championship game this year or Super Bowl this year, can you see that belief change maybe when you evaluate the general manager and the head coach?
I've never believed either that Terry Pegula would have an appetite to do that. You know, the Bills have what most NFL teams and fan bases dream of, which is an owner, a GM, and a head coach that are aligned and successful and run a program. The Bills just don't have a team. They run a program. You know, they have guys, they develop guys, they're good player development. You know, you could definitely argue on draft misses by Brandon Bean, like you can for any team in this league. You can definitely argue that Sean McDermott hasn't done the best job here or there. He's defensive coach, and their defense gives up a lot against the run. Of course, there's a lot of things you could nitpick. But the fact is that Josh Allen's the league MVP. He's turning 30 next year. They haven't gotten ultimately over the hump, and there's a lot of questions right now. So would I ever take it off the table? No, because I think that's just what happens in sports. But I do believe that because of the success that they've had and the way that this organization has been so consistent, that Terry Pegula at this point wouldn't have an appetite to do that. Let's see how it ends, though. If they bow out in the first round, if they happen to not make the playoffs, I do think you have to start having the conversations of if the right people are in charge. But I just can't see that happening at this point.
Last thing I'll ask you, Sal Capaccio. Do you anticipate that Joe Brady is a head coach next year in the NFL?
No. I think this year with Josh Allen, the number of sacks he's taking now, the offense having a lot of issues and questions, that's probably, you know, he's lost some of his shine probably, right, in some places. But he is a young, bright guy. He was at LSU when they were setting all those records, obviously, with those great teams they had. You know, I mean, there's rumblings about Penn State being interested in Joe Brady or another college team being interested in Joe Brady. Maybe he's back in Buffalo. I don't know if he'll be the Bills' offensive coordinator. But at this point, considering where the offense is, unless there's a run that goes on here and all of a sudden the team starts to really get moving and on the offensive side, and then they go ultimately to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, something like that, I don't know if it's quite his time.
He's Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter. Sal, I know it was a long night for you, so I appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, buddy.
There you go. Sal Capaccio joining us on the show. We'll take a break. When we come on back, we'll evaluate one person in the NFL and one person in college football for this weekend. And you're most interested to see how we're going to be talking about them once the weekend does conclude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.